Hey, listen up. I got 5 signs you have a strong present. Let's get it. Number 1, you're anointed. You see, when you've been anointed by God, you have power and you have the power within. When you've been anointed by God, you have a specific type of purpose that God wants you to carry for his will, for his kingdom. So therefore, when the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, in the book of Isaiah chapter 61 verse 1, it states, the Spirit of the Lord is upon you because I have anointed you. So therefore, you have the Spirit of the Lord with you. You've been anointed for a specific type of purpose. So therefore, people are going to be drawn by you, you know, because of that presence that you have. And a lot of people that are intimidated by that presence is because you share up demons in people. You know what I mean? Your anointing irritates people, demon, you know. But people of the light, you know, they appreciate you. They acknowledge the anointing that is on your life. So that's number 1, guys. Your anointing give you a strong presence. That's number 1. Number 2, you're respected. And the reason why you respect it is because of your presence. They could feel your presence when you walk in a room because of the anointing. It's because of the light. It's because of the Spirit of the Lord that's upon you. You walk in a room, you don't have to have jewelry. Ladies, you don't have to have your hair done. Ladies, you don't have to have a bag. Fellas, you don't have to have the fastest car, the most money. When you walk in a room and you know who you are and you own the room and you own your light, you are respected. And the people that don't like you, they still respect you. That's why they don't like you, because they forced to respect you because of the Spirit of the Christ that's within you. It's because of the anointing. So that's number 2. You are just respected. Number 3, people come very aggressive towards you. And the people that's going to come really aggressive towards you, these are the upfront haters. They're not going to like you from the get-go. Why? It's because the anointing on your life. Why? It's because the presence of God is upon you. So therefore, those demons that's within them, you shaking them up. So therefore, they're just going to come at you very aggressively. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the workplace. You know, in some cases, you know, ladies, you know, one of the coworkers might think you might, you know, get her position. You know, fellas, you know, the manager might think you might take his position. Why? It's because the way you carry yourself and you picking up on the job very well. You know, in some cases, ladies, them girls that's coming aggressive at you, they think you want her man. You know what I'm saying? But you're doing God's work. You're a good woman. You're waiting for your husband. Fellas, same thing with you. You know, the guys at the job or wherever the case may be, he might think you want his woman, but at the end of the day, you're waiting for your wife, you and your purpose. Therefore, these people are so into the flesh, they don't understand spirituality. They don't understand the man of God that you are. They don't understand the woman of God that you are. So that's why they come at you very aggressively, because they're not of God. They are fighting demons. And at the end of the day, they are just aggressive towards you because they are intimidated by you. So that's number 3. People get very aggressive with you. And remember, the people that's extremely aggressive with you, they are just upfront haters. That's number 3. Number 4, people ignore you on purpose. And the reason why they ignore you on purpose is because of your light. You see, when you carry in that light and you are anointed by God and you know who you are, people that haven't done the inner work, people that don't know who they are, people that still hating and still envy of other people, they are going to try to ignore you on purpose. And the reason being is because they think them ignoring you is going to dim your light. And in the day, in the book of Matthew, it says you are the light of the world. So therefore, you cannot be hidden, because your light is so bright. Your presence is so strong. The anointing on your life is just very powerful. So therefore, they could try to ignore you all they want. The more they ignore you, the more they're going to eventually acknowledge you. Because at the day, you cannot be hidden. Your light is too bright. So therefore, the people that's ignoring you, let them ignore you. They see you. They see you. They know what it is. So at the end of the day, the people that's ignoring you is because they are trying to dim your light. They think them ignoring you is going to dim your light. But at the end of the day, you cannot dim something that's just very bright. That's number 4. People ignore you on purpose. Number 5. You have little to no friends or no friends at all. And the reason being is because your presence, the Spirit of the Lord that's upon you, your anointing. And when people come in your life, they are forced to be real. They are forced to live in truth. Why? It's because you are a real person. Why? It's because you live in truth. So therefore, a lot of people are living a lot of fake lives. A lot of people don't know who they are. They can't be real. So therefore, they remove themselves. In some cases, God removed them too as well. So at the end of the day, when you have this anointing, you have this strong presence, you're just forced to be alone. And at the end of the day, when you're alone, you just learn how to be your own best friend. You just do God's work. You're doing God's purpose. And that's okay, because God has his promises. If you keep being obedient and keep doing God's work, God going to bless you with a kingdom spouse, bless you with kingdom friendship on his time. So that's 5 signs you have a strong presence. And may God continue to bless y'all.